Track three, and these are our headline stories from the Mid-Devon. Limited works resume despite wildlife concerns. Vistry Homes has confirmed it has carefully resumed limited works at Walborough Barton, as the custodian of Walborough Fen says it has significant concerns at the developer's move to discharge the hydrological catchment condition at the site of special scientific interest. The Devon Wildlife Trust made the comments in the wake of Vistry's submission of documents to Teignbridge District Council to discharge Condition 20, which is concerned with protecting the hydrological function of Walborough Fen, of the outline planning permission for the 1,210 home scheme known as NA3. In objecting to the submission, the DWT said the evidence provided fails to demonstrate that Walborough Fen would be adequately protected by the proposed scheme of measures. And meanwhile, Vistry Group says it has carefully resumed limited works at Walborough Barton, saying that the work remains outside the area affected by the earlier temporary stop notice, which was served in April for a potential breach of planning control. We continue to engage constructively with the council to support their review and remain fully committed to progressing the site responsibly, with sensitivity to the local environment and in line with all planning requirements. However, the DWT has said that this work could constitute a breach of planning control, as the area in which the road lies may be inside Walborough Fen's hydrological catchment and therefore may be subject to Condition 20. As such, it is requesting TDC issue another TSN to prevent harmful development from taking place. The NA3 development includes 1,200 new properties, along with roads, open spaces and community facilities.
Fingers crossed, legs can soon be uncrossed. The company responsible for installing Tynmouth's new public conveniences has been fined for failing to deliver the project on time. Public building specialists Healthmatic won £1.25 million contract to install five toilet blocks in Tynmouth on the understanding that the first phase would be open by August 2025. However, after missing completion targets, the firm must now pay £650 per week on each of the sites it fails to complete on time. Tynmouth Town Council rejected a revised programme offered by the Wiltshire-based company, which it branded unacceptable. The parties have now agreed a fresh set of dates, which should see the first toilets in Eastcliff open by November 24, with the Den following shortly afterwards. The remaining facilities in the Lower Point car park and Key Road and a project to refurbish the toilets on Brook Street are now expected to be completed early in 2026. Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams said she was unhappy with the slow progress but remains hopeful that a good result is still on the horizon. Replacing these five toilet blocks with modern, clean and safe facilities is a flagship project for Tynmouth Town Council and one we asked residents to support through their council tax bills, she said. I am disappointed for all of us that the Healthmatic has failed to meet the original dates, but our town clerk will continue to apply pressure and impose the financial penalties we have at our disposal, she added. We must not forget, though, that even if this project is delayed, Tynmouth Town Council and its residents are investing in fantastic new public facilities at a time when many communities are at risk of losing theirs altogether. So our new toilet blocks might be late coming, but we're laying the foundations for a time when Tynmouth takes more control of its own, and that's to be welcomed. Healthmatic is due to start work at Eastcliff and the Den this week.
and from the Dawlish Gazette, children, parents, staff and residents are facing yet more disruption as South West Water has announced it needs to carry out more work in Elm Grove Road. The road, which is home to two schools and residential properties, will have to be disrupted again, but now during term time. The previous work should have taken place in school holidays, but contractors came across a major problem when they found an unexpected unmapped gas pipe, forcing them to reschedule. Now, Dawlish College and Gatehouse Academy will be open during the upheaval, part of the multi-million pound scheme to improve water quality. County Councillor Rosie Dawson said the work had to be done now because the unknown gas pipe had stopped work during the summer holidays. She explained, from starting the discussion at total road closure, myself and the school have pushed for an improved and fully manned plan, including a one-way system that would allow a slow but continuous flow of traffic at school times and continued essential deliveries. If South West Water stick to the proposal, it will involve their personnel at several points in the scheme during those busy periods to ensure the movement of traffic and the safety of children. If they aren't granted this time, it will result in a delay in the whole scheme completion, which nobody wants. In a letter sent to parents, Dawlish College head teacher Sam Banks said, "The school and Ivy Education Trust have been consulted on the disruption and we've been engaging to try to secure the least worst situation for our staff, students, families and other residents." South West Water says the road will have to close between October 20th and November the 2nd. In a letter to residents, South West Water said, "We will do all we can to minimise any disruption. However, on-street parking will be restricted and some properties may not have access to their driveway during this time." South West Water has also warned further works in the area are planned from December to March.